בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, חודש טוב. We stay in the beginning of חודש אדר. Very, very special months. And everybody knows the famous גמרא. משנכנס אדר, מרבים בשמחה. But when we look inside in דברי הגמרא, is a little bit difference. In the first paragraph, זה גמרא, עם מסכת תענית, teach us, אמר רב יהודה ברי דרב שמואל בר שילת משמי דרב, כשם שמשנכנס אב ממעטים בשמחה, כך משנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. And my first question is, what's the connection between the morning of חודש אב, אבלות of חודש אב, to שמחה of חודש אדר? One not relate and connect to each other. I understand if the Gemara will teach us, כשם שבפסח, שבועות וסוכות מרבים בשמחה, exactly we need also to do in חודש אדר. This I understand. Same page, שמחת הרגלים, and also to connect to שמחת הרגלים, שמחת אדר. But חזל come and teach us what connect to שמחת אדר is אבלות of חודש אב, morning of חודש אב. And my first question is, what's the connection? How we can put them together, אבלות of חודש אב to שמחה of חודש אדר? כשם is mean one connect to each other. One relate to each other. We not see anything what connects them. It's completely the opposite. It's what Chazal really would like to teach us. When they say, כשם שנכנס אב, ממעטים בשמחה, כך שנכנס אדר, מרבים בשמחה. This is question number one. Question number two, what is mean מרבים בשמחה? How in practically way we can raise שמחה in our life? What exactly we need to do? I understand very clear, and everyone understand, what is mean ממעטים בשמחה in חודש אב. 3 weeks, no weddings. 9 days, we not eat meat, we not buy new stuff. Tisha B'Av. All the dine avilut of Tisha B'Av, and we can see clearly how the simcha go down and down and down, low and low. But what is mean marbim b'simcha? What exactly I need to do? To dance more? To put the volume high? Definitely not. Is how in practically way we can have life, we can have months of marbim b'simcha. How we can raise the simcha up and up. This is question number two. Question number three, and the last question, זה גמרא עם מסכת ביצה, in paragraph 2 teach us, ואמר רבי יוחנן, משום רבי אליעזר ברבי שמעון, הרוצה שיתקיימו נכסיו, somebody want to keep all his business, want to make his business big, what is the way to do this? To save and to keep his business, and also to raise his business? איתה בהם אדר. You need to plow and to plan אדר. Open every dictionary and you see what is mean אדר. Months in the year. How we can plan months? Months is time. It's not something to plan. And the Gemara want to help us to understand this a little bit more. The Gemara continue and say, שנאמר אדיר במרום השם. אדיר במרום השם. אדיר אין אדר. I don't see any connection. Same letters, but in Hebrew, it's completely different explanation. Adim Amorom Hashem, our Kadosh Baruch Hu is great and special, etc. Adar is name of the month. Is my question number three is, Chazal, give us Sgula. We look for Sgulot all the time. The Gemara, give us Sgula. If somebody would like to succeed in his business and to raise his business, what he need to do? To plow and to plant Adar in the business. What is mean? Adar is name of months. Adar is not tree. What we can plow and plant in the field what we have. This is the three questions that I would like to raise. And B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we will see how Chazal give us very, very interesting insight about this special month, Chodesh Adar. And we can learn from this how we can raise Simcha in our life. Every day, every month, every year. B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we will walk step by step and we learn this sugiyah. Again, short and clear, question number one. What's the connection between the morning of Chodesh Av to Simcha of Chodesh Adar? Chazal connects this, Chazal say Keshem. It's not look same, it's not look related to each other. Question number two, how we can raise our Simcha? Practically, what we need to do to raise Simcha in our life? And question number three, what does it mean if somebody would like to keep his business and raise his business? What you need to do is to plow and to plant Adar. Adar is name of months, Adar is not tree. We will start B'Siyata D'Shmaya in this way. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to create us, the Torah say, in paragraph 3rd, V'yomer Elokim na'aseh Adam b'tzalmeinu k'dmuteinu. We'll create Adam what looks same with us. And he will have that power, וירדו בדגת הים ובעוף השמיים ובבהמה ובכל הארץ ובכל הרמס הרומס על הארץ. He will control all the nature, all the universal. ויברא אלוקים את האדם בצלמו, בצלם אלוקים ברא אותו, זכר ונקבה ברא אותם. The Torah come and teach us. When הקדוש ברוך הוא decide to create us, he decide to do this in the way בצלמו כדמותו. What is mean? The name what Hashem give us, Adam and his wife, ויקרא שמם אדם, the reason of this name is, from one end, he come from the dirt, from Adama. Adam come from Adama. In other end, Adam is what we find in Yeshayahu, we need to make ourselves להידמות לקדוש ברוך הוא. How we say in English, להידמות? Emulate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emulate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, this is a word. I know when I listen to the right word, I know what it means. Not every time I remember. Okay? As HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us to emulate, thank you, emulate ourselves how much we can to Hashem. And this was the Pasuk say in paragraph 4, the last few words, Edame le'elyon. Emulate ourselves. Edame le'elyon. This, on one hand, give us big privilege and big knowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us opportunity to have imagination, dimyon. This only the way how we can make ourselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to emulate out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fire. How I can compare myself to Hashem? The way is I use my imagination and I say what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want for me, how I can represent them in this world, and people can recognize I represent them, and how I can make more space to Hashem in my life and in this world. This is the way how I can myself make myself compare to Hashem, how can I make myself להידמות לקדוש ברוך הוא. But in the moment when we have imagination to bring ourselves close to הקדוש ברוך הוא, we can use this imagination to wrong way. Somebody feel, what does it mean? All the kavod belong to him. If somebody don't honor him, if somebody don't say to him nice good morning or nice good night, he feel upset, he feel this, what does it mean? I am the man, I am the person, everybody need to come sensitive to me and to give me what I need, etc., etc., etc. This can make the person crazy, he not recognize. But later, he will find when all this bubble will blow up. Exactly same, ta'ava, exactly everything. People have imagination about wrong ways. This can destroy them. Moreover, the Sforno come and teach us how Chet Adam HaRishon take place. Chet Adam HaRishon take place in very simple way. The Nachash is very clever. He recognize what when Hashem say to Adam and his wife, don't eat from this tree. Don't eat from this tree. He understand this is great opportunity for him to push Adam and his wife and to destroy them. Because he tells them, look, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to eat from this tree? He's scared from competition. He worried from competition. If you will eat from this tree, va'item ke'elokim, yod'ei tov v'ra. You can build, you can create, you can kill, you can do everything what you want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't want any competition. He wants to keep this power by himself, for himself. And what happened? So interesting. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked to Adam, he say to him, listen, you're not allowed to eat from the tree. You eat, you die. Adam understands this very clear. He make fence for himself, not to touch. And he say, maximum, if I do mistake, what type of mistake I do, I will touch. Okay, no problem, because I don't eat. When Adam come to the wife, what he say to his wife? Hashem tell me not to eat and not to touch. In the moment when he says this to his wife, immediately, the Nachash understands this is a great opportunity to destroy them. He jumps on the tree, he moves the branches, and he says to Chavanu, something happened to me. Nothing. Touch you also. You will see nothing happen. And after this, you can eat, and you will see what I told you is right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't want competition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to keep all the power for himself. In this moment, when she eat and Adam eat, what happened? All the bubble, what they have, all the imagination, what they believe, they will have so much power, destroyed on the spot. And they recognize, they lose life for good forever, not immediately, under tears after, but they understand the punish take place now. This is how the Sforno explains this. Moreover, when we look in Chazal, not in front of us, in Gemara in Masechet Chulin, the Gemara teach us, Aman min haTorah minayin, amin haEtz. Aman relate to all the story what happened with Adam HaRishon. What is mean in the way what we try to develop in this shiur b'siyata d'shmaya, pilei pleim. Can I ask you a question? If not president of under 27 states, or king of under 27 states, president of 50 states, invited you to give him advice how he can honor somebody what he really feel he need to honor him. And he need your advice. What you will answer to him on the spot? I need one day to think about this very, very serious question. We need to do this in the right way, and you will need to appreciate, and also the person need to appreciate. I cannot give you answer on the spot. And if you will push and say, I need to get the answer today, I need to get the answer now, we will say to him, you know what? Give us 1 hour. After 1 hour, we will maybe a few options, few ideas to tell you how to honor somebody what you like. Look what happened to Aman. Aman woke midnight to Achashverosh. In the beginning of the night, he by himself takes the tree and puts the cement and make everything to make the tree ready to hang up Mordechai on this tree tomorrow morning. It means he woke very hard. He takes shower, he changes his suit, he goes to Achashverosh. He walk in after midnight, Achashverosh come and say to him, what we know from the preschool, מה לעשות באיש אשר המלך חפץ בעיקרו? And what he answer? Look in paragraph 6, פסוק ז', what he answer, what we know, I read this quickly, ויצא paragraph. No, he don't write right. Okay, this is Baal Peh. He don't write right. Marei Mekomot. He say to him, what does it mean? מה לעשות בששר המלך חפץ בעיקרו? No question. יביאו לו לבוש מלכות. The garment of the king, the horse of the king, the crown of the king, and somebody go in front of him and say, ככה יעשה לאיש אשר המלך חפץ בעיקרו? You can answer to me. How? He gives the advice on the spot. On the spot. He not have second, he don't need second to think about this. He have plan exactly what to do to somebody, what the king likes very much. The answer is, he have imagination. He believes this is what he deserves. He believes one day he will come to this position. One day he will come to this situation where he will sit on the horse of the king. And he will have the garment of the king, the crown of the king. And somebody go in front of him and say, ככה יעשה לאיש אשר המלך, חפץ בעיקרו. And interesting, before this was in the middle of the night, few hours before in the Megillah come and teach us, in paragraph 7, ויצא המן ביום ההוא שמח וטוב לב, וקירות המן את מרדכי שבשער המלך הלוקם על עוזה ממנו, וימלא המן על מרדכי לחמה. You see what the Megillah teach us? ויצא המן ביום ההוא שמח וטוב לב. First time in his life he feel happy. ביום ההוא is mean no before. Why somebody feel happy? What makes somebody to feel happy? You know what? זה משנה עם מסכת אבות, איזו עשיר השמח בחלקו. You enjoy about what you do. You satisfied about what you have. For sure everyone have goals to catch up. Everyone would like to grow in his field, in his area, in anything else. Good. But he satisfied what he have. He enjoy with himself. He enjoy what he have in any area, in any field. This is mean עשיר השמח בחלקו. Somebody would have imagination. Somebody would have dreams. Yes, I belong to this, and this belong to me. What does it mean? I need to get this, etc., etc. He never happy. He never happy. All the time, he feels, no, it's not enough. It's not enough. He's not enough. And it's exactly what happened to Haman all the time. First time, what he feels, he stays so close, his imagination will come real. Only he gets invitation to come to this private party, Esther and Achashverosh. Nobody else. Not any other minister. Esther asked only to bring me. Wow. He feel, he come very, very close to make his imagination real. In this moment, what happened? Mordechai lo ichra ve lo ishtachave. And a man feel very upset. Big deal, who is Mordechai? One Jew don't bow down for you. Leave him. Look what you have, how much power you have. You have the ring of the king. You can destroy every nation what you want. You can do what you want. You're number one close to the king. You have everything. Big deal, leave him. No, I cannot. Because he need completely all the covet, all the gaive, everything he need. In the moment when he leaves the palace between the two parties, ויצא המן ביום שמח וטוב לב. Moreover, come דרשות הר"ן and teach us something very interesting in paragraph 8. Before we see this inside, I want to explain this Baal Peh. Drashot Haran come and say to us, when people have imagination, I need to get this, I can do this, and you know, they're in the air in some place. When everything is good, when everything is set nicely, day by day, they have good life, healthy life, happy life, they succeed, every place where they put their hand change to gold, and they enjoy, step by step, this create imagination. Yeah, everything what I do is so great, so special, so unique. I can do this also and also. And the feel, the power what we have, they allow to do many things. And this way, the imagination takes to the wrong way. When people wake up, when all the Jewish people stay in the same page, you know when? When they stay behind emergency room. When they stay behind the operation room, you can see every color of Jewish people in hospitals, sit together, talk nicely to each other, feel friendly to each other. In the normal way, they never talk to each other. They never see to each other. Everyone go to the wrong direction, other direction. Why? In this moment, everybody feel okay? Because all the bubble of the imagination is blow up. Now they understand what this means in real life. He said, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to somebody more and more and more and more, this can take him from the right way. Imagination can control the brain. And he can forget who gave me everything. Because who I succeed? Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he believed because himself, and this situation will continue. Look, it's 10 years, 20 years, 40 years. He so succeed. Why not all the life? In the moment when he get boom on his hand, in the moment when somebody bad happened to him, wow, he wake up. And now he say, come on, I come back to the reality. Now we know what is important. Now we know what is a priority. Now we remember who give everything. Do we need to talk all the time? Do we need to ask and to appreciate when we give us? This was Aran explained to us in paragraph 8. He say, לפי שטבע הדמיון אינו מדמה אלא מה שהוא בין עיניו. ואינו רואה בעתיד. Everything what I see in front of us is a big person to have imagination. והטוב אשר לפניו חושב שימשך תמיד ולא יפסיק כלל. It's a good life, it's a good success what you have. Continue all the time non-stop. ולזה כשהעולם נוהג כמנהגו וטובותיו נמשכות אין הקדוש ברוך הוא give him blessing and blessing. הדמיון, imagination מתחזק, come strong, להילחם עם השכל, to fight against the reality. ולהשקיע אותו לפנות לצד מטה, הפך נטייתו. לפי שהדברים המדומים אליו נמשכים על סדר ויושר אשר דימה ואין חולק מהם. If this will continue. ואז קשה על רוב בני אדם, this make a lot of people to feel very difficult להשיג אהבת השם יתברך ויראתו. אבל כאשר תקרנה תלאות ודברים שאינם על סדר מנהגו של עולם, ואין שם מדיגת זה, חס וחלילה, עד שהדמיון צריך להיכנע. This imagination blow up, nothing left. צריך להיכנע על כוחו להודות, כי יש אלוקים שופטים בארץ למעלה ממנהגו של עולם. Some of the run everything. And this is what Rabbi Israel Misalanty, נגרת המוסר, in paragraph 10, is the second line, say to us, הדמיון נחל שוטף. Imagination looks him as a Delaware. It's a big river. What can take everything in the way. This is our imagination. אבל והשכל יתבע, and our knowledge can destroy it. אם לא נוניחנו בעונייה, we need to put this in the right place, to have the right balance between our imagination and also the real life. And to ask ourselves from time to time, this is real or this take me to wrong way? After all this introduction, what we explain and we see in Divrei Chazal, now we can step by step continue and move to the next step. כשם שנכנס אב, ממעטים בשמחה. כך שנכנס אדר, מרבים בשמחה. קם חזל and teach us in paragraph 11, רב צדיק הכהן מלובלין, והחודש אדר נראה לי שהוא מסוגל יותר להתגבר על כוח הדמיון. זה unique of חודש אדר, what we stay in the beginning of this month, to control our imagination, to direct them to the right way, not to give them to take us to the wrong way. Why? Paragraph 12, כל קדושת ימי הפורים, all the holy special days of Purim, לברר האמת הגנוז והנעלם. All the idea of Purim is what we have in our inside. Why people drink wine in Purim? נכנס יין, יצא סוד. Sometimes when somebody he say drink, he don't have wrong life, he don't have real life. He live in imagination, paragraph 12, paragraph 13. ועל כן חייב לבסום, כי השיקור הוא מלא דמיון. אין לו מחשבות אמת כלל. Somebody would think, don't need to come out. He also a little bit and he sleep, but he's not in the normal life. All his life now is full with imagination. אבל אצל בני ישראל, גם הדמיון הוא אמת. Look, תלמיד חכם, look special person, drink a little bit. He control himself. But he drink a little bit. What happened to him? He started to גמרא, אמונה, אהבת השם. זה מצוות what he want to do. We can recognize what really he have in deep, deep place in his heart. What he really feel, what he really want. This is what Chazal come and teach us. Chodesh Adar is months would give us opportunity to direct our imagination to the right way. This is unique about Chodesh Adar. Now, listen very carefully. Pilei Pleim. Chodesh Av, Tisha B'Av, you can explain to me how we can have mourning in this time of Av Avelus? Come on. Your father, or grand-grandfather, or grand-grand-grandfather, or mother, they see Churban HaBayit. They know what happened. It happened almost 2,000 years ago. It always belonged to me. But when Napoleon sees Jewish people sit on the floor in Tisha B'Av, and he say, if this nation can sit on the floor and a morning of house what they have over 1,000 years, before 1,000 years ago, for sure they will build this house. What is mean? What do you want to say? We have only one way. Correct me if I say something wrong. We have only one way to feel before Tisha B'Av, in Tisha B'Av morning. The way is only if I use my imagination and I say, why? What Beit HaMikdash give us? We arrive to Yerushalayim. We bring Korban Pesach. We bring the Korbanot. What does it mean to watch the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur? To see how Lashon Shel Zehorit come white on the Mizbeach after all Seder HaAvodah. Simchat Beit HaShoeva. Yerushalayim. We return back to our house. We really feel pure. We really feel we're reborn again. We really feel, wow, this is so great, so special, so unique. Chaval. We miss all this. We not have this. We use our imagination. What? We lose what we miss. This can bring us to feel, to feel. Erev Tisha B'Av, how the Chazal teach us, exactly how somebody before he bury his relative. Meto muta lefanav. Why? Because we use our dimion, our imagination, to say to ourselves, wow, what great this was in the past, and how much we miss this. Exactly same. Kam Chazal and say, Keshem shenichnas av, mema'atin besimcha, כך כשנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. What is me שנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה? Wow, הקדוש ברוך הוא, what you do? Unbelievable. No way for us to survive. No way for us to survive. You know what is mean? Leather, what come out is a stamp of the king? כתב שנכתב בטבעת המלך אין להשיב? Final solution take place? Not any normal way what we can stay alive. And wow, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you give us life again. How I can appreciate this? What I can do for you? How I can more represent you? I would like to express this to you a little bit more deep. I will ask you a question. Ask anyone what you know and tell me next time if one person give you answer of this question. What's the name of the Masechet before Purim in the Gemara Masechet? Megillah. What's the name of the Halachot? Ilchot Megillah. Why Megillah? Ilchot Purim. Masechet Purim. One mitzvah, we have Megillah, we have Mishloach Manot, Matanot Laevyonim, Seuda, we have a lot of mitzvot in this day. Megillah is one of them. Is why the name of the Masechet is Masechet Megillah, why the name of the Masechet, or the Halachot is Ilchot Megillah, why not Ilchot Purim? Purim, including everything. You know what's the answer? You know why we have Matanot Laevyonim in Purim, Mishloach Manot and Seuda? Only because one reason. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you big miracle, big miracle, and you want to appreciate Hashem and you make Seudas Mitzvah, you allow to say to your children, please write this day in your calendar all your life, keep this day, make something special. And you can say to your children, please say to your children, it means the grandchildren of the person, also to keep this day. The reason why we celebrate in Purim Mishloach Manot, Matanot Laevyonim and Seuda, because the Megillah say black and white, Kimu וקיבלו היהודים עליהם ועל זרם לעשות את ימי הפורים ימי משתה ושמחה ומשלוח מנות ישלרעו. Because spontaneously my grand-grand-grandfather and mother decide to keep this miracle for good forever. This is not הלכה, what the rabbis want for us to keep. This is what we need to deliver it generation after generation, what we get from generations before. One mitzvah the rabbis want for us to do, to read Megillah. מצוות אחה מדברי סופרים מקרא מגילה. One מצווה. From this season, הלכות, דינים, הלכות מגילה, מסכת מגילה. All the other מצוות is not the rabbis want for us, keep this, make משלוח מנות, make סעודה. Is my grandmother asked me to do this. My grand-grandfather asked me to do this. From this season, I do, and my grand-grand-grandchildren will continue to do this. This is what Chazal come and teach us. It means what happened in Purim. Wow, if we will try to bring to our imagination, what is mean? Final solution take place. The chance to stay alive, zero, zero. No way. And boom, everything changed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have any word to say to you. I need to so much to appreciate this. What I can do for you? What I can do for you to represent you more in this world? And this is what the Rambam come and teach us. In paragraph 14, השמחה שישמח האדם בעשיית המצוות ובאהבת האל שציווה בהם עבודה גדולה היא, וכל המונע עצמו משמחה זו ראוי להיפרע ממנו, שנאמר תחת אשר לבט את השם מלכך בשמחה ובטוב לבב. השמחה שישמח האדם בעשיית המצוות. What bring person to feel, to raise his simcha, to understand His goal is to connect himself more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Mitzvah, Torah, Ma'asim Tovim, this is the way how we can raise our Simcha. As Keshem Shenichnas Av Vema'atim B'Simcha, Kach Shenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. And unbelievable, Rashi, when he explained, Kach Shenichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha, Rashi, in end of Masechet Ta'anit, say, Purim U'Pesach, Yemei Nisim Ayu L'Yisrael. We talk about Pesach. We talk about today. Nichnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. Why Rashi mentioned also what? Pesach. What is Pesach? Chayav Adam, Bechol Dor Vador, Chayav Adam what? Leharot Et Atzmo. Kilu Yatzah Mitzrayim. How I can show me I live Egypt? Come on. The table is beautiful table. Dishes, silvers, everybody sit around. So nice, so great. In this situation, I can feel I live Egypt? Yes. If I use my imagination in the right way. Purim and Pesach Yemei Nisim Ayu L'Yisrael. Is mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I try to understand what is mean to live Egypt. I try to understand what I see around me. 60 years ago, one person can leave Russia. One people can leave one place. No way. And full nation come out. Wow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how I can appreciate? How I can say to you, thank you? Yes, tonight we will sit. We'll talk about the miracles, what you do to us. One after the other, Leila Seder. We'll organize all the miracles. And we explain this to our children and our grandchildren. And this is very unique time, a very special time. And it's time when everybody come together. And we take from this holiday something to our life, to our daily life, to continue this. This is mean, Chayav Adam Lirot Et Atzmo. This is mean, Purim U'Pesach Yemei Nisim Ayu L'Yisrael. And this is mean, Kshenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Now, we continue, Pilei Pleim. Exactly what happened to Adam HaRishon happened also to us, to every one of us. Chazal come and teach us, when we stay close to Kabbalat HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to us, He give us life for good forever. When we say Naseh V'Nishma, He give us life for good forever. And what happened in this moment, in Paragraph 15, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, Darash Rabbi Simai, בשעה שהקדימו ישראל, נעשה לנשמה, באו 60 ריבו, של מלאכי השרת לכל אחד ואחד מישראל, קשרו לו שני כתרים. אחד כנגד נעשה, אחד כנגד נשמע. What does mean crown? We know, in the Mishnah, in מסכת אבות, the Mishnah teach us, we have four crowns. כתר תורה, כתר כהונה, כתר מלכות, and כתר שם טוב. Somebody would have good name. You see crown of his head? Somebody would have his genius in Torah. You see crown of his head? What does it mean כתר? כתר is mean, how sizes until this place, everything what I put on my hand or my head is connect me to something what is above me. Crown is mean bridge. Crown is mean show. I belong, we belong to other class, to other level, to other style of life. This is mean keter. Keter Torah, you see special person with keter Torah or keter keuna or keter shem tov. You on the spot say this person is different style, he is unique man, he belong to other level. This is mean keter. In Kabbalat HaTorah, we recognize when we use our imagination and we stay close to Kabbalat HaTorah and we try to feel what is mean to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what really HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us. To give us only good and good and good and what we need to do. Not too much. In this time we get the crowns. What happened 40 days after? What happened 40 days after? Boom! We make Egel. Everything destroyed. How can happen? We make Egel. Rashi mentioned the Satan show us the bed of Moshe Rabbeinu. He is in the bed, and what happened to him? He died. Oyvei. Moshe Rabbeinu died. We stay in the desert. We cannot do anything. Nobody lead us. The imagination starts to walk and walk and walk. How we can save ourselves, what we can do. And we need some alternative. And we make Egel. And we start to dance. Piton, boom! Moshe Rabbeinu knock on the door and he walk in. All this bubble over. But it was too late. We miss the opportunity to get life for good forever. But Chazal come and teach us, end of paragraph 15, four line, end of paragraph 15, the last two line, נאמר, אמר רבי יוחנן, אמר יש תקיש, עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להחזירם לנו, שנאמר ובדויי השם ישובון, ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give this to us again in the end of the day. He said, look what happened in paragraph 16 in Yoel Perek Gimel. This is a short perek in all the Tanakh, only 5 psukim, one chapter, 5 psukim. V'aya achei chen, he talk about the end of the days. Eshpoch et ruchi al kol basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give everyone opportunity to get nevuah. V'nib'u bneichem uvnotechem, זקניכם חלומות יחלמון, בחוריכם חזיונות יראו. Also the slaves are made, גם על העבדים ועל השפחות, בימים ההם אשפוך את רוחי. Why? Because when we direct our imagination in the right way, it's bring us more close to הקדוש ברוך הוא, more יראת שמיים, and this make us more available to accept נבואה. Now, פלאי פלאי פלאים. What is חודש אדר? What we need to do immediately when חודש אדר walk in? ושנכנס אדר, what? מרבים בשמחה, yes, something else also. באחד באדר, משמיעים על השקלים. We announce in every shul, never forget, in time of בית המקדש, bring מחצית השקל in this month. Pick any day what is good for you, travel to ירושלים, send this with somebody to ירושלים, מחצית השקל. Is why the Gemara say, באחד באדר, משמיעים על השקלים. שקלים is full שקל. And we bring how much? Only half shekel. You can explain very clear. You bring half, I bring half, somebody else bring half. It's together, is what? Shkelim. But listen, something else. Pileploim. You know, Lashon HaKodesh is pure. This is the reason why the name is Lashon HaKodesh. We have letters in Lashon HaKodesh, but you can explain the letter in two opposite explanations. For example, Aleph. What does it mean Aleph in Hebrew? One. One is a very small number. But Aleph is also Alufi. Alufi is mean my leader. In the army we have Aluf, my leader. Okay? Two different signs. I give you another example, Dalet. Dalet is Dal. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat. Dal is poor. But David the Melech says, Aromimcha Hashem ki dilitani. You take me up and up. It's to go up. The opposite of Dal. Yes? Resh is Rash. What does it mean Rash in Hebrew? Poor man. Rash, Aniva Rash, yes, poor man. And also Rosh, head. It's unbelievable. You see, word in Hebrew, what you can give one explanation and you can give the opposite explanation. Only these three letters, only in Hebrew, you can explain it two different ways. Aleph is one, small number, and Alufi is leader, is big. Aluf, Aleph. And Daled is Dal, is poor, and Daled is also what? אמרו ממך השם כי דיליטניה, קדוש ברוך הוא, take us up and up. And Resh is Rash, Rash is also poor, and Rosh is lead. What is the three letters? Aleph, Daled, Resh. It means Adar. Chodesh Adar. This is the month. What we have the knowledge more from any other month in the year to decide how to look when I have in my hand half cup of water. To see the half cup is what? Full? Or to see the other half is what? Empty? Or to see something more deep? Exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me half cup full, he also decide now not to give more from this, and even if he would like, he will give more. If I understand the half cup of water, what is full is from Hashem, and exactly same, Hashem decides not to give more. The other half, what is empty, is also from Hashem. Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu go to fulfill the other half also. Be'echad be'adar mashmi'im al ha'shkalim. What does it mean be'echad be'adar we announce to bring shekel? Physically we bring half shekel. But when we bring half, we understand. Yes, we bring only half. Because everything, what everyone feel half. What does it mean feel half? What we have is not enough. We need more. Everyone needs something more in his life. To come more healthy, to come more rich, to come more happy, to come more. Everyone needs to get other half. Half is concept. Half is symbol. And when we bring half shekel, we really feel this half is from Hashem. And the other half, what we miss a lot, and we really want, and we really look for to have, this also from Hashem. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we not understand, but exactly how you give us, you know the right reason why you decide not to give this and this, he will give everything what we need. It's in the end, we give half what, how much we get? Full shekel. This is Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is months what give us opportunity to to direct our imagination, our dimion in the right way. To use this in the right derech. This is Chodesh Adar. This is so unique. In other way, what Chazal come and teach us, Pilei Pleim. What does it mean to use our imagination in the right way? Imagination is dream, is chalom. To dream is very important, but only with open eyes, not with closed eyes. People who dream with closed eyes, they can stuck. People who dream with open eyes, they can go far and far. First dreamer in the Torah, who is this? Yaakov Avinu. Vayachalom. What vayachalom? About Sulam, v'rosho magia, Hashamayma. You know why Rosho Magia Hashamayma? Because of Sulam Mutzav Arza. Sulam Mutzav Arza. As Rosho Magia Hashamayma. Dream is open eyes, as mean stay with two legs on the ground. Look in reality way. And in this way, develop your dream. In this way, ask yourself, my dream is real? I really have right dream? Or this dream take me to the wrong way? And this dream build some around what is not real and not right, and later when people recognize this and they understand this is bubble and it's too late sometimes. This is what Chazal come and teach us. To have the dream is the right way. It's a famous story, what Reb Nachman in Breslev mentioned about the son of the king, what he feel is Hindik. Hindik is mean Tarnegol Odu. Turkey, yes, Tarnegol Odu. And he have crazy mind and he feel is Tarnegol Odu. Yes, Tarnegol Odu. What you do, he take everything, what, all the clothing, and he sit under the table, and he eat only bones, and he eat pieces of leftover of bread. No one, any psychology, anyone cannot help him. Everybody stuck. One simple Jewish person passes this town, and he understands this is a main news to help the son of the king. He said to the king, I can help you. He said, come on, how you can help you? Don't learn anything in the college, you don't know anything, you don't know. What do you mean you can help me? Give me a chance, I will help you. I will make him okay. And he promised him, if you do this, I give you everything. What you do? Also, take all his clothing and stand on the table. 3 days, they not talk to each other. After three days, the son of the king asked him, who are you? What is your name? My name is Tarnegol Odu. Also, Turkey. Wow, you're also the same as me? Yes. Maybe you would like to become friend? For sure. After a week, what's he together, all the bones, all the leftover, he put pants and shirt. He said, what do you do? You, Tarnegol Odu. How you can do this? He say, who say Tarnegol Odu cannot have pants and shirt? Week after, he have tie, he have suit. Week after, he start to eat beside the table with knife and fork. And every time he ask him, what do you do? You Tarnegol Odu, yes or no? Yes, but who say Tarnegol Odu cannot eat normally beside the table? And I say, what the son of the king want? The son of the king want Tarnegol Odu, he want to fly. He want to feel high in the air, you know, to fly, b'shamayim. He said to him, you want to feel this? No problem. But never forget, keep your two legs where? On the ground. Look everything in reality way. You can take yourself high and high and high. Up and up and up. This is what he said to him. This is Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar, give us opportunity to direct this in the right way. To check what kind of dreams we have. Great dream. And to take them, to develop them. Now, Pilei Pleim. Every one of us, pray about good dreams. If we have, Hashem, please keep this good dream. If it's a bad dream, change it to good dream. When we pray about the dreams, you know, for sure you know, in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, when the Kohanim, in the Shul, in the Besmidrash, say all the song of Birkat Kohanim, Vacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, we see in every Marzor, here at Samifanecha, we have this in front of us in paragraph 17, you can read this after. Somebody have dream and he really don't know what type of dream he have. He stay when Kohanim bless and he say, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Shelcha, Chalomotai Shelcha, I belong to you, my dreams belong to you. If the dream what I have is good, keep this. If it's wrong, fix this, etc., etc. Why we say this specifically in Birkat Kohanim? Why this is the time what we talk about our dream? You know why? Pilei Pleim Arav Kook. In explanation, Masechet Brachot, in Enaya, in paragraph 18, explain this in so beautiful way. Give me to see this Baal Peh, and we see this inside. What he says, Mamish Pilei Pleim. Kohanim have special knowledge to bless people. Hashem gives them this knowledge. But they never use this knowledge to bless only the family, only the friend. They bless everyone. And on what level they bless? אשר קדישנו ממצוותיו וציוונו לברך את עמו ישראל באהבה. With a lot of love. We not find any other ברכה what the bracha end with the word be'ava. הבוחר בעמו ישראל באהבה, אז יש הקדוש ברוך הוא pick us. It's from Hashem to us. But from us to other people, only one ברכה. What ברכה? ברכת כהנים. With full love, they give you know, להלכה. If somebody Cohen, come to the shul, and one of the people, you don't like him, להלכה, he not allowed to נושא כפיים. He not allowed, because he cannot say באהבה. And he cannot say, okay, in my mind, everybody, including this pain, including him. But if he didn't, don't like him, he's not allowed. Unbelievable. They have knowledge and they spread this to everyone. Everyone, exactly same if I have dream. What does it mean I have dream? Where I have my dream? In my deep place, in my heart, and in my brain. This is my dream, to do this. But I know between me and myself what I want to do with this dream. To get a lot of benefits for who? Only for me? Only for myself? Only for my family? Or also for everyone? If somebody says, Ribbono shel Olam, make my dream real, you will see a lot of people will enjoy from this. A lot of people will appreciate this. This is for everyone. I know you give me, not anybody else. And if you give me, it's not you give me for me. You give me to share this with other people. If somebody has this kind of feeling when he daven about his dream, it's memele. When everybody say, Amen of Birkat Kohanim, this Amen including also what? The dreams of you and anybody else. Because when your dream come reality, who will enjoy from this dream? Everybody. Not only you. Exactly everyone is amen, including Birkat Kohanim, and also the dream of everyone. This is mean to dream with open eyes. This is mean to dream with two legs on the ground. This is what Chazal come and teach us. This is Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar give us opportunity to walk in to our inside and to ask ourselves, we direct ourselves in the right way with our dreams. And also we believe what we have and what we miss and what we want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he only can feel everything. He is the address. And what he gives, he decides to give this, because this is what we need now. Tomorrow we will get more, etc., etc. In this way, this makes us happy people. We enjoy about what we have. We like what we have. We have good eye about our other people, about ourselves, about everything. This is Chodesh Adar. This is the unique of Shenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. If we take this opportunity of these special months of Chodesh Adar, what Chazal come and teach us, what we can get in Seudat Purim, this is time to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. In Seudat Purim, what we can get, more what we ask in Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, when we pure people, no question. But this comes from the process what makes us really pure and holy. In spirituality way, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Shabbat Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Purim, we arrive from normal days. We not have Avdala after Purim. It's normal days, but in these days, what is so unique, because everything is covered. Why everything is covered? When you see everybody with custom, what you know, your imagination is, no, this is not the real person. This is not real. What is the real? Under the Masecha, under the custom. We need to have this kind of knowledge all the year. To recognize what is real and to look in the mirror, I have real custom on the ear of my face? Or my face is my inside. When we have this kind of perspective, we feel happy people. We enjoy about what we do. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We raise Kvot Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu take half shekel and make from this shekel shalem. And give us opportunity in Chodesh Adar to see the positive, the half kaf of what is full. To understand that Dar is Alufi, Daled is Kidilitani, Resh is Rosh, and not the negative. In this way, now we understand that Rotseshit Kaimu Nechasav. Somebody wants to keep his property, somebody wants to keep his business, somebody wants to raise his business, to extend his business. What you need to do? To plow the Dar. Yes, Adar is name of months, but now we understand Adar is also concept. To plow this means to make that exactly our tree. And ground is one. When somebody sell field to his friend, what he sell him? The field, every tree in the field, and every stone and rock in the field. Why? I sell you only field. Because this is part of the big name field. Itaba em Adar is mean to plowed in myself the essence of Adar. The concept of Adar. Sheneemar Adir Bamarom Hashem. Yes, Adir Bamarom Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I not say enough to appreciate what you give me. I not do enough to bring other people to appreciate you. This is Adir Bamaram Hashem, and this way you can grow and grow and get more and more. This aspect, Chazal teach us. If we take this with us, but we have a great opportunity, we stay in the beginning of Chodesh Adar. Mamash, we walk in. Lamed, Shvat, Aleph Adar. Mamash, we walk into the months. It's Besiyata Dishmaya. We bezoche to Ora, Simcha, Seson, Veikar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh, Kol Mishalo Kibenu Letova, Bebracha, Briyut, Vesimcha, Lekol Tov.